The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today, where our goal is to simplify the real estate process for sellers, buyers, and investors. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, the leading-edge home seller in the Philadelphia region with RE/MAX Properties and your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate in the real estate process. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you're all enjoying your weekend. This week on the show, we have another great show lined up for you. Let me tell you what's happening today. In the second part of the show, I'm going to be talking with Gary Wagner, a regional economic advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. Gary is going to be talking about the local economic conditions as it relates to the local real estate market, starting with a brief recap of our local economy since the Great Recession, and taking us up to where the local economy is today and where he sees improvements and where there are still concerns about the economic factors in the region here. And as usual, we will start all things with our mortgage update with Jesse Schwager, our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans. And he'll be joining us shortly for his weekly mortgage update. So you can see we have a great show lined up for you today. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show. Rachel Kurtz, the owner of RK Abstract, one of the leading title companies in the area, she answered some title questions from our listeners, and she also gave us some tips on having a smooth closing. It was a great show, so if you missed the show, you can listen to podcasts at realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, you can also download our show podcast on iTunes. Just search the iTunes store for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, and the shows also can be downloaded onto Google Play Music. So, hey, during the show, if you have any questions or you don't quite understand something, feel free to give us a call or text us at 215-778-9687 so we can answer any of your questions and help you further understand the topics we're discussing. And you can always reach me at the same number, 215-778-9687, by voice or text during the week if you'd rather give me a call off the air. Or you can email me always at paul@paulrosso.com. Okay, so once again, we're getting ready to get started here on the Real Estate Today Show with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. Let's get the show started. Let's bring on Jesse Schwager, our mortgage expert with Atlantic Home Loans. Jesse, how you doing today?
Paul Rosso, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks a lot for joining us again for your weekly update. What you got going on this week, Jesse?
You know, I'm just going to talk briefly about, you know, what they're suspecting and, you know, anticipating in June. Okay?
Sure.
You know, and I just want to make it clear too, no one knows this for sure, and, you know, but this is where, you know, I see trends going, and okay. over the past week I've been watching as well that there's just, you know, supposed to raise rates in June. Not much, probably, but they're supposed to go up a little bit.
Okay.
Supposed to be a rate hike. Now, I've been watching the two-year note over the past week, you know, and that went from 80 basis points, and today it's around 90 basis points. And also, you know, the gold went from 1275, I think, an ounce to down to 1250 an ounce. Not huge numbers. They're not decreasing by a lot, but I start to see a little bit of a hedge.
Okay. So looks like trends are pointing out that we may be up for a rate hike. You think that's what you're thinking, then, right?
I'm thinking, yeah. I mean, they have been saying this in the past too. But listen, they're going to do it eventually, and I feel like, you know, if you're on the fence right now too, and I know we said this a couple times, it might be the time that if you don't act now, it might be too late, or, you know, you might not get the house that you actually want.
Yeah, and, you know, like I always like to say, too, is, you know, if you're not sure if you can do something now, always you can always reach out to Jesse at 215-287-2373. That's 215-287-2373. And Jesse can get you pre-approved, right, Jesse? And then, you know.
Of course.
And you're never, I like to say you're never more than 6 months to a year at the most if there's some issues. Buying a house. So most people are in a position to be able to buy a house, and they don't think they are. But as you can you probably see the same thing, Jesse. People don't think they can do something.
I really see a lot of people out there that just don't know that they can buy. Sometimes it's, you know, I can get someone into a purchase and so they can be a homeowner easier than they can when they're renting.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, especially when you bring in the tax deductions too of homeownership with the interest and the property tax write-offs you get. So, definitely, it looks like rates may be going up. You know, they're talking about it for a while. So if you're on the fence, you're not sure, you can either give me a call, you can give Jesse a call. And Jesse, again, how can they reach out to you?
Well, you said my cell phone is the best number. Okay. It's available seven days a week, 215-287-2373. I also have a website, www.jesseschwager.com. And my NMLS number is 887-037. Don't forget, I am licensed in the state of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Virginia. We are a licensed mortgage banker.
All right. So, Jesse, have a great rest of your Sunday, and we look forward to your update next week.
All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I want to bring on Gary Wagner now. Gary is a regional economic advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. And welcome to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Gary, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay. So, Gary, can you tell us a little bit about yourself so our audience can get to know you a little bit better?
Sure. So I'm an economic advisor at the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, and I conduct research on regional economic issues. I also inform internal and external audiences about economic conditions in our region, the role of the Federal Reserve more generally, and monetary policy. I've been with the Federal Reserve about 12 months. Prior to joining the Fed, I was a college professor of economics for the past 15 years.
Okay. So you have some extensive economic experience there. That's great.
Yeah, so, I've taken a class or two.
Yeah, really. So, Gary, can you tell us a little bit about the Federal Reserve Bank and, you know, the role of the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia within that system?
Sure. The Federal Reserve really has three primary functions in the economy, which are monetary policy, banking supervision, and promoting financial stability.
Okay.
Probably the one that people hear the most about is monetary policy, and that's conducted by the Federal Open Market Committee, which is made up of seven members of the Board of Governors in Washington, D.C. Janet Yellen is currently the chair. She receives a lot of media attention. And then each of the 12 district bank presidents, and we are the third Federal Reserve District. So our district in Philadelphia covers the eastern two-thirds of Pennsylvania, the southern half of New Jersey, and all of Delaware.
Okay. All right, great. So, Gary, can you let's take a look back to, like, 2008. You know, give a little history here if you can. You know, it's kind of like the point of where we know now is the Great Recession hit. Can you give us a little history about what was happening economically locally at that point in the Philadelphia metropolitan area? And then, you know, what was going on like right before, during the recession, right afterwards? Can you give us a little history of what happened back then?
Okay. Sure, the economy was growing pretty strongly in 2006, 2007, nationally and also within the Philadelphia region. Certainly, home prices were really leading the way. In 2006, most every region in our area saw double-digit home price appreciation. The recession really started to hit home in early 2008. So nationally, employment started, it peaked in January of 2008.
Okay.
In our region, it peaked in April of 2008, so just slightly below that. And in Philadelphia, we actually were not hit quite as hard as the nation. Nationally, we saw employment drop about 6.3%.
Okay.
So we lost about 8.7 million jobs.
Wow.
In Pennsylvania, employment dropped about 4.4%. You know, in the Philadelphia region, it was about 5%.
Okay.
So we were hit a little bit harder than the Commonwealth of PA, but not quite as badly as the nation as a whole. But it took a long time to recover. This was a very severe recession by historical standards. And in fact, for the U.S., so we lost, as I mentioned, about 6% of our jobs. We didn't gain all of those jobs back until early 2014.
Okay.
So a period of almost 7 years.
So, Gary, if I may interrupt, why do you feel like the Philadelphia region didn't get as hard as, you know, the national economic conditions?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. It's really the mix of our economy. So the Philadelphia region is much more service-oriented, a little bit less manufacturing-oriented than the nation as a whole. And the areas around the U.S. that saw the largest drops in terms of employment are the areas where we also saw the largest run-up in home prices.
Okay.
So Nevada, Florida, places in California where we saw really rapid home price growth, lots of construction. We saw pretty significant drops in employment.
Right.
Just to give you some perspective, if you think about Philadelphia, and I mentioned we lost about 5% of our jobs, Nevada led the nation and lost almost 15% of the total number of jobs during the Great Recession. So it was about three times as bad in that region as it was here, but they saw much more rapid home price growth in the early 2000s.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I would go to national seminars and talk to some of the agents in some of those regions that you talked about that were hit hard. And, you know, I remember talking to one agent that I'm friends with in southern Florida. I guess it was – he's around like outside of the Miami area. He said his average sale price before the recession hit was about $500,000. After the recession hit, it was about $150,000.
Wow, that's a pretty significant drop.
Yeah. Definitely. And so we didn't get hit as bad. And then, from your research, what do you think was a turning point locally in economic recovery? When did you start seeing things turn around?
Yeah, we really started to see things turn around in early to mid 2012.
Okay.
And of course, it varies a little bit in different areas. I think it started to recover about the same time in the nation. The Philadelphia Metro Division, which is Philadelphia and Delaware counties, recovered a little bit sooner than the Camden region. Camden's been a little bit slower to recover. I think South Jersey in general has been slower to recover in our region. But for the most part, it was early 2012.
Okay. And so I'm going to take a quick break, Gary. When I come back, I want to talk to you about some of the signs that started to, some of the things that started to recover that you saw back in 2012, and then, get into, where things were last year. So we'll be right back with more with Gary Wagner. He's a regional economic advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. So stay tuned for a lot more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, R-O-S-S-O, RealEstateTodayWithPaulRosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your leading edge home seller with RE/MAX Properties and your trusted real estate advisor and advocate. Hey, if you're thinking of buying a home this year, give me a call first. I strive to simplify the home buying process to make it easier for you to buy a home. So I'd love to help you buy your home, either the first home or move up home, or if you're downsizing, I can help you with that also. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us on this Sunday morning. I hope you're enjoying the show. Be sure to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. So we'll continue our discussion with Gary Wagner. He's a regional economic advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. And Gary, you're talking about you've started seeing signs of the turning point back in 2012. What were those signs that you started to see, early recovery from?
Yeah, usually one of the leading indicators that we tend to look at for local economies are payroll employment numbers.
Okay.
And so the payroll employment numbers year over year started to pick up again in 2012. Initially, coming out of the recession, which ended in 2009, employment growth was very slow.
Sure.
We started to see this accelerate in 2012.
Okay.
But it didn't quite translate to home prices at that time. They lagged a little bit, probably up to about 2 years, depending on the particular market.
Sure. Sure. And I mean, even right now, I know last year, I think this region, had like a 1.5, average increase in price, which is still not that great compared to, national numbers there. So let's take a look at last year. Can you give us a recap of the local economic conditions in 2015?
Sure. I think payroll employment growth was pretty strong throughout the third district that we look at, also within the Philadelphia region.
Okay.
I think in terms of home prices more specifically, the region tended to grow a little bit slower than the U.S.
Right.
Home prices increased in the U.S. about 5.5%. In Pennsylvania overall, home price growth was in the 2.5% to 3% range.
Okay.
About the same in New Jersey, and the Philadelphia market was a little bit higher on average, between 3.5% and 4%. But then we saw some weakness in South Jersey, which I think is a spillover effect, really, of some of the casinos that were closing in 2014 and job growth conditions being a little bit more fragile.
Okay. So, was there any... what were the most positive signs last year of where things are headed?
For housing or the economy in general?
I think for both. What's your thoughts? Let's talk about the local economy first. What are the positives you see at this point?
So I think the positives for the regional economy in general is that we're seeing very broad-based job growth throughout almost all sectors.
Okay.
So really, if you, with the exception of kind of mining and logging, which is not a major industry in the Philadelphia market, obviously,
sure.
Mining and logging sector nationally and statewide, we're seeing some job losses, but that's really related to the sharp reductions that we've seen in oil prices over the last year and a half.
Okay.
But I think if we look at the economy as a whole for the Philadelphia region, we're seeing broad-based growth across most sectors, which I think is a very positive sign.
Okay.
I think in terms of housing, you know, it tends to mimic the employment gains pretty closely. So a lot of the markets where we're seeing stronger job growth, we're seeing greater home price appreciation. As I mentioned, you know, in the Philadelphia MSA, you're looking at appreciation in the 3.5% to 4% range. It's a little bit slower in Atlantic City. We're actually seeing some increases in Camden for the first time in the last couple of years, the Camden Metro Division. So hopefully that looks like it's starting to firm up and might accelerate a little bit more rapidly in the future.
Okay. And what about some concerns on where things are?
So I think the only potential signs of weakness right now in the regional economy pertain to the manufacturing sectors.
Okay.
And I think the reason we are seeing a little bit of weakness in some areas in the 3rd District, not in the Philadelphia metro region in particular, is because the value of the U.S. dollar is very strong right now relative to foreign currencies, which make our products more expensive for foreigners to buy. And that tends to impact specifically goods and tangible items that are being produced. And that's really what we tend to see in the South Central PA region, where if we're experiencing any real regional employment weakness, it's in those markets.
Okay.
But that's actually improved. That's picked up pretty substantially in the last couple of months as well.
Okay. And, let's talk about the housing a little bit. And, you know, I'm going to raise two concerns that I have. And I've had them for a little bit of time now, and it seems like things are improving a little bit. Well, one is, a lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of them, may have only part-time jobs right now or might have lost, 20-30% of their income. Are you seeing that still having an effect on the local economy, which in turn would have an effect on housing?
I think if we look at Pennsylvania, we look at the Philadelphia region, we are seeing cases where real inflation-adjusted median household income is lower today than it was prior to the recession.
Okay.
I think that's in large part because of the severity of the recession. Certainly, we've seen the most rapid wage growth in our region and nationally within the last 12 to 18 months that we've seen since the recession ended in 2009.
Okay.
So certainly consumer purchasing power is coming back, but it's coming back at probably a much slower pace than we would like to see.
Okay.
So that, that has ramifications for how much consumers can buy in terms of all their goods and services, including housing. And so I think once consumer balance sheets start fully recovering, you'll start seeing signs of more rapid spending, which I think will translate into higher home prices.
Okay. Okay. And are you seeing part-time jobs? People who were on part-time jobs for a while, can you tell if there are more of them are getting into full-time jobs now? I don't know if you study that at all.
That's not something that I have data on for our region.
Okay.
I do know for the nation as a whole, one of the questions that's typically asked on surveys is whether people are employed part-time due to the economy. So they would like to find full-time work, but they can only find part-time work. Prior to the recession, so in 2007, that number was about 4 million workers.
Okay.
At the end of the recession, it was just over 9 million.
Wow.
We're currently at about 5.5.
Okay.
So it's certainly made some pretty rapid progress the last couple of years, but
sure,
not quite back to that pre-recession number yet.
Okay. All right, terrific. So, Gary, I'm going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about student loans and maybe some other things that are impacting the housing market in the Philadelphia region. So we'll be right back with more with Gary Wagner. He's a regional economic advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. So stay tuned on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale, or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation, or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place. A piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments, 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So we'll continue our discussion with Gary Wagner. He's a regional economic advisor with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. And Gary, my other concern that I have, you know, with the housing market, especially with first-time buyers, is student loans. And you know, how do you see that impacting? And, you know, is things getting better or worse with student loans? I mean, it seems like a lot of first-time buyers have a lot of, you know, loans out there for school.
Yeah, so if we look back over the last 10 years or so, basically since 2004, student loan debt is the most rapidly growing source of consumer debt.
Okay.
Actually increased about 260% over the last 10 years.
Wow.
So certainly there are – part of that is because more people are attending college, but it's also because on average student loan balances are rising as well. So that does mean that you're going to have more consumers out there with additional student loan debt that perhaps previous generations of buyers didn't have.
Okay.
Now, I'm not aware of any study to date that has really found a strong link between student loan debt and home purchases, but it's certainly natural to expect that – something that could possibly occur, because if consumers are paying down higher amounts of debt balances, that's fewer dollars to buy goods and services, including housing services.
Right, and you know their monthly payment for their student loans are impacting how much of a house they can afford.
Sure, any additional consumer debt payments would impact how much they could purchase. As I mentioned, I think that's something that we may hear more about in the future. I haven't seen any real concrete work yet indicating that it's having an impact on the housing market, but it's certainly something that we should probably keep our eye on.
Okay. And it seems like, you know, I just sold the house to a couple and, you know, they're like around 40 and still have a lot of student loans and, you know, they wanted to go into one area and, you know, they just couldn't afford that. Because they still have a lot of student, you know, a monthly student loan payment that's really been impacting them. And, you know, it's, I mean, they've been out of school like almost, you know, 15, 20 years now. So it seems like, you know, it seems like some correlation there, because that's, you know, I at least, you know, from my experience, I see it impacting, you know, people. And, you know, a lot of times people are staying at home because of, you know, trying to pay down that debt.
Yeah, one thing that we do know is happening nationwide is that new household formation, so individuals moving out and creating their own household, those numbers are dropping. So we're seeing individuals essentially living with their parents longer than we have in the past.
Okay.
But that is a trend that actually started prior to the recession. So early 2000s, we started to see that uptick. I think the recession probably accelerated that behavior a little bit.
Okay.
But I think it's more, it may be more of a longer running trend or just a change in behavior than what we've seen in the past.
Yeah. Now, do you see anything else that could impact the housing market negatively going forward a little bit, or, you know, this year, or next year?
I don't see anything on the horizon indicating any overall weakness in the economy. I think the economy regionally is still growing very strongly.
Okay.
The Commonwealth is still doing very well. I think that there is at times a myth that the longer the economy grows, the more likely it is that a recession is on the horizon. And that isn't the case.
Okay.
And I think, you know, we're still seeing very consistent, broad-based growth throughout the economy. I mean, I tend to focus a lot on consumers. It's the primary driver of growth, about 70% of the U.S. economy. And I think households are in pretty good financial shape today, especially considering where they were in 2009.
Right.
So, you know, based on the health of the average household, I'm still pretty optimistic for the outlook, you know, regionally and nationally.
Right. And, you know, as you know, housing plays a big role economically as far as, you know, people who buy a house wind up buying a lot of other things, too. So I'm sure that, you know, that plays a big role in consumer spending also, you know. And, you know, people buying new furniture, paying for movers, you know, all those kinds of things. So
sure, it definitely has a ripple effect. And I think, you know, residential investments, spending on homes has been above the 40-year average for the last couple of quarters. So it's actually been a pretty good bright spot for the economy.
Okay. All right. Any further insights about the economy you can share with us at this point?
I think you've touched on all the bases pretty well.
Okay. All right. Terrific. Now, you know, if someone wants to follow you, I don't know if they're able to follow you or follow the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. Is there any social media sites they can go on to?
They certainly can follow us. We have a Twitter page. We also have a Facebook page. And I think a lot of the news releases, press releases, recent research is highlighted on both of those. So I think it's a great source for somebody who's interested in following the research that we do here at the Federal Reserve Bank.
Okay. Do you recall, I didn't think of asking you beforehand, do you recall what the Twitter or Facebook pages are, or the website for the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia?
Well, Twitter is at Philadelphia Fed.
Okay.
And I think if you were on Facebook and you searched for the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia, it would pop right up.
Okay. All right. Terrific. So, Gary, I really appreciate you coming on and talk to us about the, you know, the local economy, giving us a little history on the, you know, where things were at the time of the Great Recession back in like around 2008, how things have progressed regionally, and, you know, where they are now, and, you know, a little bit about the outlook for the future. So it sounds like pretty bullish on Philadelphia and the metropolitan region.
I think all signs are pointing towards, you know, continued improvement.
Yeah, that's great news. So, Gary, thanks again, and have a great rest of your Sunday. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Okay, great. So thanks again for Gary Wagner with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. And we'll be right back with a lot more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
Hi, this is Manny and Jessica, and we just wanted to let you guys know how much a fantastic agent Paul Rosso is. He helped us buy our first house many, many years ago, and he just helped us buy our second house. We used to live in Philly, and we were looking for something bigger for our two children and also a better school district. And Paul was very professional and punctual, I would say, was very knowledgeable about our options and where to look and what to do. We were very happy with his service and his patience with us. He was always there to help us through with any questions and, you know, areas and suggestions. And I would definitely recommend Paul to anyone looking to buy a house or to sell a house.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your leading-edge home seller with RE/MAX Properties and your trusted real estate advisor and advocate. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, I use leading-edge sales, marketing, and customer service techniques to help you get the best price. And I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more than traditional real estate agents. So give me a call first, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. Hey, if you're on Snapchat, you can follow us on Snapchat now at Paul_Rosso. That's Paul_Rosso. And you can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey, if you have a house that needs a lot of work, anywhere in the Philadelphia region, may need a lot of work, a handyman special, if you have an empty lot, that you want to sell, if you have a empty warehouse or even a warehouse you're using now that you want to sell, your restaurant, anything that you're looking to give us, to sell, give me a call. I have a lot of investors and a lot of buyers looking for those types of properties in the Philadelphia region, and they offer a top price for the house. So, if you don't want to deal with the hassle of making repairs. A lot of these buyers are cash buyers, and they're going to buy the house without repairs and do a quick settlement for you. So give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If, you have a home or a property that fits that situation there. So I also want to tell you again about a special program I have. It's called the Heroes Home Advantage Program. It's a real estate rebate program. You can receive cash back and credit and discounts when you buy or sell a home through me. And to be eligible for this program, it's anybody who's in the military, if you're a teacher and law, or if you're in law enforcement, if you're a firefighter or emergency personnel, if you're a healthcare professional, if you're active, retired, and veterans also qualify for this. So you can save up to $5,000. No need to register. Just give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, that was great news that Gary, talked about for the Philadelphia region, that things are looking up for our region economically, which is, will bode well for housing in the Philadelphia region. So I'm excited about that news that he just shared with us. If you want to talk about that, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. We can talk a little bit more about that and share what your thoughts are on the Philadelphia region. So I want to give you a little snapshot, of where the market is now that we are into spring. Many buyers are out there in force looking for their new home. Let's look at what that means for the housing market, okay? So 1.5% year-over-year sales at an annual rate of 5.33 million sales nationally. That's up 5.1% month over month. Buyer demand is outpacing housing supply. There's a 4.5 month supply of homes. And, when you're about 3 months, you're definitely into a seller's market there. So we're not quite there yet, but there's definitely a shortage, and we talked about that many times on this program here, okay? So that's down, supply of homes is down 2.2% from where things were in March of 2015. So, if you're looking to make a move, and Jesse told us earlier that, interest rates look like they may be inching up a little bit over the next month or two, so... it's a good time now to get your house on the market so you can get it sold and get into the new home at the rates that are available right now. And that's basically under 4%. It's unbelievable still. Hey, pending home sales reached new yearly high. The good news is that pending home sales in recent months have remained stable and should support a modest gain in home sales heading into the summer. And that's a quote from Lawrence Yen. Lawrence is the National Association of Realtors Chief Economist. Excuse me. Where are prices headed? That's a question that a lot of people have. CoreLogic predicts that home prices will appreciate 5.3% across the country over the next 12 months. The median price of a home right now nationwide is $222,700. Which is up 5.7% from March of 2015. And we are now into the 49th consecutive month, year-over-year price gains. So that is some great news for economic conditions so far this year in 2015. We did a little study on sales and in each price range, and the National Association of Realtors' most recent existing home sales report revealed that home sales were up rather dramatically over last year in 5 of the 6 price ranges they measure. Okay, only homes priced under $100,000 showed a decline, and the decline was a negative 4.6%. Decline in this price range points to lower inventory of distressed homes available for sale and speaks to the strength of the market. So, there aren't as many homes that are available now under $100,000. And, even in our area, there's a shortage of homes in that price range there. So in the if we look at $100,000 to $250,000 price range, sales are up 6.9%. If we look at the $250,000 to $500,000 price range, sales are up 15.2%. If we look at the $500,000 to $750,000 price range, sales are up over last year, 14.5%. If we look at the $750,000 market to $1 million, sales are up 12.5%. And if we look at $1 million plus, you're going to find that sales are up 4.6%. So you can see that the market continues to recover. There is a shortage of homes, so that's if you're selling a house, that's going to be great. If you're buying a house, you could probably have some competition depending upon what area you're going to buy in. So all good news for the local economic conditions. There was another study of where housing is headed over the rest of 2016. And as Gary Wagner from the Federal Reserve in Philadelphia said, things are looking up for economic conditions in this area, which means the market will continue to rise in the Philadelphia region also. So that's all good news. Over the next 5 years, where things are headed, there's a group that's called Pulsonomics, and they do a survey of nationwide panel of over 100 economists, real estate experts, and investment and market strategists about where they believe prices are headed over the next 5 years. The average projections of all 100 experts into a single number, and the results of the survey, you know, home values will appreciate 4%, they're projecting, for 2016, 3.4% in 2017, 3% in 2018 to 2019, and in 2020, they're projecting appreciation of 2.8%. So, you know, if you look at the cumulative housing appreciation between now and 2020, the high cumulative appreciation for the people that are bullish on the market is up to 25%. The bears in the market, their projection for, you know, where housing prices are going to be over, you know, between now and 2020 is about 10%. So, you know, all looking up good for price appreciation, home price appreciation in the Philadelphia region and nationwide. So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the benefits of home ownership. I want to encourage a lot of people who are on the fence about buying a house, and maybe this will give, you know, some good statistics about where the market is at that point. So we'll be right back talking about the benefits of homeownership in Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned for a lot more.
If you're looking to buy a home in the greater Philadelphia area, listen closely. For over 25 years, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties has helped hundreds of people just like you buy everything from their first home, move-up dream home, and downsized home. Buying your next house tailor-fit to suit your needs doesn't have to be stressful. Paul is there to guide you every step of the way. As an experienced buyer's specialist and certified negotiation expert, Paul will help you get a home you love at an exceptional value with the most favorable financing possible. If you're looking for honest and reliable client-first service, call Paul Rosso at 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402. You can also visit Paul online at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. A lifetime of memories are created in your home, and there's never been a better time to start a fresh, new chapter. Call Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor.
If you're looking to buy or sell a home in Bucks County, Philadelphia, or Eastern Montgomery County areas, Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties can help you reach your real estate goals. Just give him a call at 215-968-7402. If you are outside of Paul's market area, Paul can refer you to one of his top associates in his top agent network who specializes in your area. As a great benefit to you, when Paul refers you to one of his top associates, Paul stays involved in the process to ensure that you are receiving the best possible service and to answer any of your questions. Call Paul Rosso today at 215-968-7402 so he can help you achieve your real estate goals.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties and your leading-edge home seller. Hey, just want to remind you again about the special program I have, Heroes Program. You know, if you qualify for that program, you can get a rebate back when you buy or sell a house through me. Again, the people that are eligible are anyone in the military, any teachers, anyone in law enforcement, firefighters, emergency personnel, healthcare professionals, active, retired, and veterans. Okay, they all everyone in those categories qualifies for the bonus there, a rebate there. So, you know, if you know anyone who meets any of those categories and looking to buy or sell a home, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. And also, you know, as a reminder, if you have a house that needs a lot of work and you don't want to go through the hassle of putting it on the market or making any repairs if you have a house that in that situation, if you have a vacant lot, if you have a commercial building, anything that you know, you don't want to do work on, you like to try to get a cash buyer for and do a quick settlement with any hassle. I have buyers and investors that are looking for properties in those kind of conditions. So give me a call if you're, that applies to you, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. So I want to run through some of the benefits of home ownership. And first category would be personal value. 88% of current homeowners report that owning a home has been a positive experience for them. So if you're thinking of making a move, you know, you're in good company. There are a lot of people love home ownership. A home, another great factor and another benefit of home ownership is that a homeowner's net worth is 34 times that of a renter. So, you know, the idea is to build up equity in your house, and you're not going to build up any of your own equity if you're renting a property. Most homeowners, 95%, and renters, 72%, believe that over a period of several years, it makes more sense to own a home than to rent a home. If you're renting a home, you're paying the mortgage and building up the equity of your landlord. So, you know, that's why a lot of people love the idea of owning a home. 77% of homeowners say it helps them achieve long-term financial goals. And you can see, you know, my previous statement about homeowners' net worth is 34 times greater than that of a renter's. And then 70% of homeowners say it helps them achieve the American dream. And that's still alive and well in the Philadelphia region and also nationwide. Okay. Interest rates are very favorable still. You know, we're about 3.6% right now. And as Jesse said in the beginning of the show, it looks like there are signs that interest rates may increase there, so you want to definitely keep an eye on that, okay? Home ownership also has a great value to the community, okay? And I'm going to share some statistics with you on that. 1.3 times more likely to read a newspaper, homeowners, and 16% are more likely to belong to a parent-teacher organization. So home ownership has a great impact on the community also. 28% more likely to repair and improve the home, 28% are more likely to vote, and 11% are more likely to know who represents them in Congress. You know, strange statistics there, but that's what they have there. Home value of home ownership to the country is also important. Also, housing accounts for more than 15% of the national GDP. And is a key driver of the U.S. economy. And I talked about that with Gary, that, you know, people who buy a house wind up buying furniture and appliances. And, you know, so home ownership is a big impact on the economy. And as things, the market continues to grow, it's going to help the economy grow more and jobs in there also. So one job created for every two homes sold. So that's an interesting statistics there. 78% of homeowners consider now is a good time to buy, and 58% of renters also think it's a good time to buy. And more than 8 in 10 homeowners would prefer to buy a home if they had to move in the next 6 months. So all great positive advantages for home ownership. If you have any questions or if you want to take advantage of home ownership, give me a call, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. So that's a wrap of another fine real estate show for the greatest audience in the world, all of you. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guest today, Jesse Schweiger with Atlantic Home Loans, for providing another great mortgage update and, you know, him raising the concern about interest rates rising. Again, as we talked about with Jesse, if you're on the fence, you're not quite sure, you can always give either Jesse a call or you can give myself a call and talk a little bit more about whether or not we can get you qualified for the property or not. Jesse, you can reach out to at 215-287-2373. And you can reach me all the time at 215-778-9687. And I also want to thank Gary Wagner with the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia for his review of economic conditions in the Philadelphia region. Hey, next week I have another great program lined up. Bill Becker, a local real estate investor and trainer, will be sharing some of the great tips that he has about real estate investing. So be sure to join us next Sunday morning. at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB, Talk 860 AM. And the show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. So I hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday and weekend. A big thank you to my producer for another great show. Thanks, Tony. Be sure to like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. And we're now on Snapchat. And you can follow us there on Snapchat at Paul_Rosso. And once again, my name is Paul Rosso, the leading edge home seller and trusted real estate advisor and advocate with REMAX Properties. I help sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. Any questions you have, any concerns you have about buying a house or selling a house, let me know how I can help you. Just give me a call or text me at 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. I know a lot of you also send me messages through Facebook, through our Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor Facebook page. Hey, please continue to spread the word about the show to your friends and family. Check out all our past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable rest of your weekend. Have an enjoyable week next week, and we'll see you next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.